of your body shape. Mr. Raymond Humphrey's got you covered all the way. A little fitness training is not the only thing you need. With motivation and meal prep, you'll succeed. With Fitness Evolution, with Trainer Ray. With Fitness Evolution, with Trainer Ray. With Fitness Evolution, with Trainer Ray. With Fitness Evolution, with Trainer Ray.
Hey, hey, everybody. Welcome, 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 welcome again to the show. Fitness Evolution with Trainer Ray. All right, today is going to be a show on dedication equals transformation. And remember what I just said, dedication equals transformation. That means if you dedicate yourself to anything, especially health, it will transform your body. And that's what you want to do. You want to dedicate yourself, because most people don't dedicate themselves to reach their goals. And that's where people fail, because they're not dedicating themselves. Now, being that I do fitness and I'm into training, you know, and I like to stay in shape because I'm dedicated to what I do. And you being an individual that want to stay in shape, if you want to stay in shape, most people will do what they have to do. But, you know, staying in shape is the number one thing in life. So we got a rule. I have a few rules, actually. You know, one of them is dedication equals transformation. And I use dedication equals transformation for the fact that dedicating yourself to fitness will help transform your body and your mind. And see, I kind of relate that to two things. Not just fitness, but it's just like the Bible, going to church, getting into the Word. Dedication equals transformation. If you dedicate yourself to the Lord, you're going to transform. You dedicate yourself to fitness, you're going to transform. So it's on a positive note. Either way you use it, you don't have to just use it in fitness. You can also relate it to getting closer to the Lord. So why not dedicate yourself to fitness to transform your body? Because your temple is a living temple. And, you know, you want your body to be in the best shape ever at all times. You want to always be in the best shape, because you never know what circumstance or what situation may happen that you may need to be in some kind of shape. So, dedication equals transformation. Now, if you don't, let's say, understand, if you do understand, dedication equals transformation. And I can't put it no simpler than that. I can't put it no simpler than what I just said, because that's the best way to describe it. When you dedicate yourself to do something, whether it be fitness, getting closer with the Lord, work, going out, drinking, smoking, whatever case, whatever things you do that you probably shouldn't do, if you dedicate yourself to them things, you continue to do those things. So what you want to do is make fitness a habit. Just like people have other habits as far as whatever their habits may be, whether it's going out, not necessarily going to work, but anything that you have in your life that you consider a habit, nothing more important than praying every day. You should make that a habit. A habit to get up and read your word, to give God his time. You should make it a habit to get up and pray every day, to give God his time. At the same time, you should make it a habit to get up and do some physical exercises, so something to motivate and move the body to get the blood flow moving would be a habit. You want to make that a habit where you know no matter what you do, you're going to get up exercise. I don't care if it's walking from the house to the mailbox. If the mailbox is on the street, like some places, you know, like here where I'm from, the mailbox is on the street. So you have to walk to it. You got a driveway. Some people have driveways. Walk up and down the driveway. I'm not telling you to walk in a certain spot. If you got an area where dogs or a bunch of dogs are running around, I'm not telling you to go out there and try to fight these dogs just because you want to work out. No, stay in your yard. Walk around the house. Make circles around your house. Walk in the driveway back and forth. Do what you got to do in order to keep yourself in shape. Make fitness a habit. Fitness a habit. Prayer and getting closer to the Lord is a habit, the most important habit you should always have in your life. Fitness, exercise, is a habit that you should have in your life in order to maintain a good, healthy lifestyle. A healthy lifestyle is the best lifestyle, because if you got kids, especially little kids, or if you got grandkids, they want you to play. Grandkids like to play. Trust me, I know. I got one. Likes to play, like to wrestle, like to run, like to jump. So, with that being said, you want to make sure that you're able to do those things with your kids or grandkids. Now, true enough, I ran into people in my lifetime that didn't care what happened to them, but long as their kids were happy. But see, if in that case, if you want to make sure that kids are happy, you have to make sure you're around long enough to see them do what they want to do in life, because that's what makes them happy. That's what makes them happy. So exercise and getting into shape and keeping yourself moving is what makes your kids happy. And a person or individual should always want that for their kids. People always say, I want my kids to be happy. I want my kids to be happy. If you want your kids to be happy, be here to be there for them. Get to know your grandkids. Get to experience your grandkids running around the house, tearing up everything. Get to know what your grandkids like and don't like. Get to know, since, you know, a lot of times you see your kids grow up to school, get to see your grandkids grow up as far as they can. Get to know them. See them graduate school. Teach them the things that people aren't teaching their kids nowadays, especially us being older. Kids are missing the grandparents that we used to have. But you got to remember, the grandparents we used to have lived a long time, to 90s and 80-some years old. A lot of grandparents now are dying at 30, 40 years old. You know, they're not grandparents. They're not teaching them. But exercise is the key. So get outside with your grandkids. Walk around the house with your grandkids. Let them run outside in the yard and play. Even if you have to chase them a little bit, it'll get you a little exercise. They're going to get you tired, but, hey, that's what you need. Exercise is the key. Dedication equals transformation. Dedication equals transformation. And I feel that when you dedicate yourself to do these exercises, eat right, take care of your lifestyle, your healthy lifestyle, you'll live long and prosperous. Your soul, your body, your blood will flow great. You won't have a lot of people tend to, you know, they get sick. They get clogged arteries and stuff because of the way they eat. Going out here eating 1,000, you know, people want to eat all the fried foods or butter and different items, you know. But people have to understand You got to stay healthy. You got to stay healthy. Healthy is the key to living a healthier lifestyle. Everybody should always want to be healthy. And living a healthy lifestyle is the best way to stay healthy. So like I was saying, just like when you get up every day, you should make it a habit to dedicate yourself to transform. Dedication equals transformation. Dedication equals transformation. But I don't teach you nothing else. Understand that dedication equals transformation. And as I said, you can relate that to two things. Everyday life, getting to know the Lord. You dedicate yourself in the Word, you will transform. You dedicate yourself into the Lord, you will transform. You dedicate yourself into fitness, you will transform. Now, another thing I used to always tell people was, stay ready so you never have to get ready. I teach that to a lot of guys that do sports for the fact that a basketball player, football player, soccer player, whatever the sports may be, whatever it may be, if you continuously practice this event or sport, every day you can't do nothing but get better. So when it's time to get on the field, wherever that sport is, tennis, whatever, you stay ready so you never have to get ready. Being that, you can also use this in more than one instance. You can also use this, again, with the Word. Stay ready. You never have to get ready. You can't, when the Lord comes back, when he comes to get you, you can't tell him, hold up, I ain't ready yet. Because you have to be ready when he comes. That's why you stay ready, so you never have to get ready. You want to do the same thing with fitness. You stay ready, so you never have to get ready. Sports, stay ready, so you never have to get ready. If you stay ready at all times, stay doing fitness, you keep walking, you keep eating right, you keep doing what you have to do to keep yourself living and moving around. You keep yourself ready at all times. You stay in the Word because you stay ready. If somebody comes to you with a situation, you constantly reading the Word, that means you're staying ready. So if somebody come at you with a situation, you can send them to a section in the Word that helps with maybe that situation that they have going on in their life. You stay ready so you never have to get ready. Now, there's nothing wrong with, hey, I understand what you're going through. Let me go look that up. I'll find something that relates to what you got going on. But if you stay ready and stay in your Word, you won't have to go look it up. It'll come to you. God always brings that Word back to your mind when people go through certain things. You may be pastor, you may be a youth minister, you may be whatever. You may just be a member of the church, but because you know the Word, you can give them something to look on, to go back to help with that situation that they may be going through. You want to be ready at all times. Be ye also ready. Stay ready. You never have to get ready. And with fitness, guys and kids with sports, if you got kids in sports, keep them ready so they don't have to get ready. Because as long as you're keeping them ready, you don't have to worry about them having to get ready for a certain event. If they play basketball, get them a basketball goal outside. Make them dribble. Take the ball outside with them. Say, look, I need to work on your hands. Work on your dribbling. Take that ball outside, dribble that thing around the basketball, around the street, whatever, in the driveway, crossovers. Keep them ready. Soccer players, give them a soccer ball. Keep them out there kicking, 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 learning to shift the ball from one leg to the other leg. Because you want them to stay ready so you never have to get ready, because if they make it up to college and a scout's looking at them, they're going to be somewhat ready when their scout comes to get them. But you want them to stay ready so they don't have to get ready, because when they go to that field at college or whatever sport they're going with, they can't expect you. They can't be waiting on you to get ready, because they need you ready at that time. Now, whatever extra that they take them and teach them while they are doing their sport in college, whatever they're teaching them, then whatever they teach them extra, I mean, then, okay, now they try to work on that to stay ready so they never have to get ready. So when it's time to perform, they ready to perform. What people don't understand is, you know, you stay ready so you never have to get ready. Stay on the court. Stay on that skill. Whatever that skill may be, I don't care if that skill is welding, fitness, sports, whatever it may be, you stay ready so you never have to get ready. Life is too short to having to wait to get ready when you should have already been ready. If you call yourself a member of the church following Christ, youth minister, pastor, whatever you want to call it, if you are one of these people, your goal is to stay ready so you never have to get ready. Because if I come to you and I have a situation going on, in your mind, you should be ready to give me something to go to in the Word, or quote something to me in the Word that's going to help or could help with my situation. And there's always some help for you for every situation in the Bible. Every situation, there's something there to help you with. And people don't realize, you just have to stay ready so you don't have to get ready. Now, again, dedication equals transformation. You keep dedicating yourself to the Word. You dedicate yourself to the Lord. You dedicate yourself to exercise. You dedicate yourself to taking care of your family. You dedicate yourself to be the person, the best person that you ever want to be. You dedicate yourself to do these things, it will transform you. Dedication equals transformation. You know, I can't enough about fitness to make people understand that they always need to stay ready at all times. Stay on your health. I can't preach how important it is to have life, how important it is to enjoy your life, to not be in a situation where you get so sick later on in life that you can't even move around. You can't even get out your house. You have to stay in the hospital for months because you're not dedicating yourself to transform yourself. You have to want it in your life in order to have it in your life. Exercise is the key to a lot of things in this world. And some people just don't believe it. Just like Dr. Sebi. I don't know if anybody ever heard of Dr. Sebi. Sebi, however you pronounce his name. That guy dedicated himself to help people with ailments throughout their life. He's helped a lot of people throughout their life. Nobody wanted to see him do what he was doing because he was helping people. And people don't understand. Some people put here for that reason. God may have put him here for that reason. But society frowns on it. Why? Because it takes away from them. So people like him dedicated himself to help others to get healthy. But they didn't want to see that happen. Me as a trainer, I want to see you get healthy, stay healthy every day. Do something in your life. Exercise. Just walk. I'm not telling you go to a weight room and do 1,000 pounds. No. I'm not telling you to I'm not telling you to go to a gym and lift heavy weights. I'm not telling you to eat so little that you're starving to death by the time you go to bed. I'm telling you to take care of yourself. Eat 5 to 6 small meals a day. A day, Monday through Sunday, or Sunday through Saturday. I'm going to count it. But always do what's right to maintain your life. Because life is too short for people to be taking care of their life. You shouldn't have to be sitting up in the house sick because you have an ailment that you could have taken care of or prevented if you had just done the right thing. Exercise is the key to a lot of things in life. And I can't express that enough about staying in shape. I'm 47 years old. I love fitness. I can't go in the gym and lift heavy like I used to when I was 20-something. When I was young, you know, but I go in there and do what I can to maintain what I have, to maintain my health. I go in there and exercise. I go walk on the treadmills. I do what I have to do to stay in shape. And to realize, understand, you have to do something to maintain your life, maintain health, stay healthy. Like I said, if you got grandkids or small kids, you want to be around for these kids because I haven't lost a parent in my life to know how rough it is for some people that have lost their parent. But I'm sure it's a lot because just by me having my parent here, I love it to death. But if she was to leave, it would probably crush me. Why? Because that's your heart. You want to be here to help maintain your parents. But my thing is, if you are a parent or a grandparent, take care of your life. Take care of your health in order to be around for these young kids or grandkids that you may have out here in the world so you can live life and experience life with them. If they don't understand something, you can explain. Because one thing I learned is if you don't teach it to them at home, somebody in the street's going to teach it to them. And you want it to be taught right, so it needs to be taught by you. Exercise is the key to a lot of things in life. A lot of things in life. So people need to understand that fitness is a key component in life. Fitness and taking care of your health, because what's the strongest muscle in the body? The heart. The heart decides whether you live or die. Because if the heart goes, you go. So you want to keep the heart strong all the time. Strong as possible all the time. So get out and walk. Get out and do a little something around the house. Go rake the grass. If you're able to get out and rake leaves, that's exercise. Rake some leaves. If you're able to stand up and water some flowers, move around, go grab the water hose, bring it around the house. Do something with your life. Move around. Sitting sedentary on front of TVs, eating all kind of different foods. It's not going to help you. It's going to hurt you in the long run. So I want to make sure people understand that I'm a firm believer in fitness. I love fitness with all my heart. And I would do anything in the world to help anybody get into shape if they want to get in shape. But you got to do something for me, and that's dedicate yourself. Because if I'm going to give you 100%, I need you to give me 100%. That's how I succeeded being a trainer. Whoever my client is, whoever the person I'm helping, they need to give me 100%. Because if I'm going to give you 100% of my time, my effort, you need to give me 100% of your time and your effort. Because I'm going to make sure, and my goal is to make sure, my goal is not to see how much money I can make off you. My goal is to make sure you reach your goals. Once you reach your goals, I'm happy. But if you don't reach your goal, I'm not happy because I'm not doing my job. I have several certifications. I can help pretty much anybody. I'm a certified postnatal instructor, certified personal trainer, certified personal fitness chef, certified Muay Thai instructor, certified heart rate monitor instructor. I mean, I have different certifications, and I can help with any situation that need to be helped with. All I ask is that you give me 100% of your time. If you want to be in the fitness or going to be in the fitness, all you need to do is dedicate yourself. And remember these words I've always said: dedication equals transformation. And I can't express that enough, how that is so well-rounded that it applies to everything, a lot of things. Dedication equals transformation. Stay ready so you never have to get ready. Stay ready so you never have to get ready. That is a key thing in fitness and a lot of things in life. And I want to see everybody succeed. So just know that those words are always, it has always been one of my favorite things to tell people: dedication equals transformation. Because it's a true statement. Dedication equals transformation. And I'm saying this over and over because I want you to embed it in your soul, embed it in your mind, in your heart, to understand dedication equals transformation. As long as you're exercising, you're taking care of yourself, and doing what you're supposed to do, you can transform your body to do or be anywhere you want it to be. It's not hard. It doesn't take a whole bunch to do it. All you have to do is be willing to get out and do some things to maintain your healthy living. You need to have a healthy living or healthy lifestyle, because your life is very important to you, to your kids, and even your grandkids. And if you got any great grandkids, so help things, teach them to dedicate their lives to help their family. Dedication equals transformation. I'm always here if anybody ever needs me. I am Fitness Evolution. I am Fitness Evolution, but I am Trainer Ray. You can contact me anytime. Cell phone 662-368-2152. Again, 662-368-2152. Or you can hit me on my email at fitnessevolution350@yahoo.com. You can contact me at any given time. I can help you on the phone. I can help you FaceTiming, whatever you want to do, you know, if you want to get these exercises. I want y'all to understand I'm here every Saturday at 12 o'clock. If you want to ask any fitness question, don't be ashamed. I've always been told, some people think questions, some they ask dumb questions. I've always been told the only dumb question is the question not asked. If you don't ask, you don't know. Always ask questions. If you don't know something, ask questions. Again, this is Fitness Evolution with Trainer Ray. Thank y'all for joining me on another Saturday. Y'all have a great evening, and dedication equals transformation. I'm out.